This is Torah. Parasha Shmini, Book of Leviticus, Chapter 10, picking it up in verse 12, a short portion today. We are listening to the music of Nasir Shama, his record called Ancient Dreams. You can find him on Spotify and Apple Music. Leviticus 10, verse 12, Moshe said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Itamar, his surviving or remaining sons. Now the ancients taught that this phrase surviving meant that a death penalty had been placed on Aaron and all his sons due to the sin of the golden calf. But because Moses had interceded and prayed, the death penalty was lifted. And thus they are known as the surviving sons in more ways than one, because their two brothers, Nadav and Avihu, had been killed because of their irreverent behavior while being drunk in the Holy of Holies. So to Eleazar and Itamar, his surviving sons, take the grain offering left from the offerings for Adonai made by fire, and eat it without leaven next to the altar, because it is especially holy. So now they are beginning to work through the requirements and the methods for eating of the portion of the sacrifices that is designated for the priests, the Kohanim. So the grain offering here is mentioned first, that it is to be eaten without leaven, as was mentioned previously in the description of this particular offering. No leaven. Remember, leaven is yeast. It causes the dough to rise. The leaven is a type of pride. It's a picture of our sin. It's the opposite of humility. The offering of grain, or the meal offering, was to be eaten in humility, remembering that our sins that once separated us from God have been annulled, forgiven us. And so it should bring about a sense of humility, like unleavened bread, of which we just ate a week's worth during the Passover season. Unleavened, when we came out of Egypt, tells us in Exodus that we eat unleavened bread during Passover because there was not enough time. We had to get out in haste from Egypt. So because of the lack of time, our bread was made without leaven, matzah. But I think also it signifies humility, simple humility. Did you know that that is what humble means, actually? Not rising too far off the ground. So pride and humility, represented by leaven or no leaven. He says in verse 13, eat it in a holy place, because it is your and your son's share of the offerings for Adonai made by fire. For this is what I have been ordered, Moshe says. So from the contributions of the people, their offerings, a portion of that was used to support the workers, the priests, those who labored for a living, vocationally that is, labored in the temple, or in this case, the tabernacle, serving Adonai, that they should be supported by what the people are bringing. This is a pattern that will follow all the way through the Bible, also within the New Covenant framework. Those that are participating in bringing the spiritual food, Shaul, Paul would later say, should also reap of the physical from the people. Verse 14, the breast that was waved and the thigh that was raised, you are to eat in a clean place. Notice the breast and the thigh of the offering. These were choice pieces of meat. The men serving God in this capacity were to eat well and be given real substance from the offerings. They were not to scrape along in poverty or something. They didn't have a vow of poverty. That is something that is not even biblical. Later, again, Shaul would say that the elders who are serving in the word, or teachers of the word, should receive a double portion. In other words, their compensation should be double that which is expected to be the average type of salary that would have been common in those days. That's found in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. It says, the leaders who lead well should be considered worthy of double honor, especially those working hard at communicating the word and at teaching. A double honor, a double portion. It's all rooted in Torah. Back in Leviticus 10:15, they are to bring the raised thigh and the waved breast, along with the offerings of fat made by fire, and wave it as a wave offering before Adonai. Then it will belong to you and your descendants with you as your perpetual share, as Adonai has ordered. This is Torah 101 Daily.